service continues on page 355 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 355. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King,
Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone,
the Lord be with you.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, we pray that your grace may always precede and follow us, that we may continually be given to good works through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. These are the words of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the remaining elders among the exiles, and to the priests, the prophets, and all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had taken into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there and do not decrease. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf. For in its welfare you will find your welfare. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 66 can be found in the insert of your bulletin. Psalm 66. Be joyful in God, all you lands.
Sing the glory of his name. Sing the glory of his praise.
Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. All the earth bows down before you. Come now and see the works of God. He turned the sea into dry land so that they went through the water on foot. In his might he rules forever. His eyes keep watch over the nations. Bless our God, you peoples,
may the voice of his praise be heard,
who holds our souls in life,
and will not allow our feet to slip.
For you, O God, have proved us.
You have tried us just as silver is fine.
You brought us into the snare.
You laid heavy burdens on our backs.
You let enemies ride over our heads. We went through fire and water.
A reading from 2 Timothy. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. That is my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, so that they may also obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is sure. If we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remember them of this, and warn them before God that they are to avoid wrangling over words, which does no good, but only ruins those who are listening. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved by him, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly explaining the word of truth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region of between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw he was healed, turned back, praised God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Christ.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Yesterday, Karen and I were in Canandaigua staying at Notre Dame Retreat House for the College for Congregational Development, and I went out for an early morning walk. And as the sun rose, the sky was this glorious orange, just brilliant, bright, and you could just see the sun peeking through the clouds. But then as I turned to go back, there was a rainbow. And so big and so bright, you could actually see each of the colors of the rainbow. And as I was walking back, it stayed there and stayed there and stayed there. A half hour later, the rainbow was still there. And seeing the rainbow against this gray sky and turning in the orange sky and the leaves turning yellow and red and orange, and what could I do but just stand there and praise God and say, wow. And different people were walking as well, and they were saying, do you believe that? That's amazing. And continued to tell the story when I got back to the retreat center. Did you see the rainbow? It lasted a half hour. It was gorgeous. It was beautiful. But what we know is we're in the season of fall, and we have seasons in our lives. And some of the seasons we rejoice. They're like summer. And other seasons we start to see things changing. Maybe there are layoffs at work, or maybe it's time to downsize and we get a smaller place, but it doesn't feel like home. Or we have a chronic illness and we wonder if we're ever going to feel well again. Or the kids leave home and you say, will we ever have the family that we once had? And we say to ourselves, how long will this last? And I wish I could go back. We don't do well with those changes of seasons in our lives. And I think about the time that I worked as a director of a drug and alcohol program. It was a residential and outpatient program for the really, really chronically sick addicts and alcoholics. And for about 15 years, I battled with the insurance company trying to justify why they needed the care they needed or to get an extension or, you know, a lot of my time spent battling with insurance companies. But I was at that point in my life where my marriage had ended, my kids were grown, and I thought, I need to have more time in my life to decide what comes next, to choose what comes next, and to have the time to listen to God rather than spending 60 hours a week or more at work. And it was about that time that the insurance company started calling me and saying, come work for us. You've got a lot of wisdom and knowledge and experience. We could really use you. And for about a year, I said, absolutely not. You're the insurance company. I've done battle with you for 15 years. But they kept raising the pay, and they kept saying, you're going to work 35 hours a week, and you can change the system. Now, I got to admit, a little bit of that was pride and ego, but part of it was also saying, you know, I really do need to work less hours so that I have that space. Went to work for them and nothing had changed. They were trying to convert me rather than me converting them. And after about 3 weeks, I knew it wasn't a good fit. And what you know is when you take a new job, it's not a good idea to start job hunting 3 weeks after you start. But it was the Monday after Thanksgiving, sticks in my head, that I was called in at 8 o'clock in the morning to the supervisor's office. And she said, unfortunately, we're downsizing, last in, first out. Bye, you know, like have a nice life. And as I got to the door, two security guards were there with my belongings in a box and escorted me out to the parking lot. And I was told that you're not allowed to call here or call any of the workers. You're not to discuss this. That was the corporate season at that time. And so it was quite a bit of a shock because I certainly didn't have enough money to live on until I got my next job. But I prayed about it. That afternoon, I prayed about, so what am I going to do? Wish I could go back to my old job, but that's not there. Wish I could go, wish. And then I thought, you know what? Let me give thanks. I had this opportunity, and it was a real life lesson. And so I went to the Hallmark shop and bought a card, a thank you card, and then I went to the European pastry shop and bought a basket of European pastries and had them delivered to the insurance company. 3 days later, one of the workers called me, although it's illegal to call, and she said, we haven't eaten a single one. They think they might be poisoned. But I thought, what a shame. And the fact that I could turn it to gratitude and start to see the life lessons, even though I wasn't really living in gratitude, but that they couldn't see it. They couldn't see what had happened. Today, we are hearing the people of Jerusalem lamenting. And last week, we heard the people of Jerusalem lamenting, saying, we're in exile. And what have you done to us? And we want to go back. And where are you, God? And last week, Psalm 137, verse 4 says, how can we sing the songs of Zion when we're in the exile, when we're in an alien land? How can we praise you, God, when our whole lives have been turned upside down? And so this morning we hear them asking, God, when are we going to go back and what's going to happen to us and how's this work and why, and just lamenting. And God answers them, says to the people in exile, build houses and live in them. And that's their first hint that it's not going to be over next week. And then plant gardens and eat what they produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. And take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage. Okay, this isn't going to be one generation. This is multiple generations of living in exile. Multiply there and do not decrease. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile. Pray to the Lord on their behalf. For in its welfare, you will find your welfare. I can't imagine in that season of their lives where they knew it was going to last at least generations. How do you pray for the welfare of the city that is where you're in exile? How do you grow where you're planted? How do you increase in strength and faith and humility and all those good things when you say, I don't want to be here and I feel abandoned? How do you do that? And I know some people in this world are glass half full people. Some people always see the silver lining. Some people sing in the rain. Some people are always grateful and joyful. And then there's the rest of us that see the glass half full and say, why me? And when is this going to change? And what happened? And what's the difference there? And I think about my grandkids, Ben and Stella. Ben just turned 12, so they're 10 and 12. And I remember the good old days when they were 4 and 5 and 6 and said, yay, to everything. I'd say, this is what we're having for supper. And, yay, and they'd gobble it down, and this is what we're going to do. And they're like, yay. And then somewhere between that age and now, they're like, I don't like that. I don't want to do that. And picking at each other, picking apart each other. And it's like, what happened here? But when I had them for a week, and it was like a year ago, I said, let's try reframing that. I know you don't want green beans for supper. You've made that very clear. But can you instead say, I prefer corn, but I will eat the green beans and thank you for providing this food? Or instead of saying to your sister, you look crazy in that outfit, can you say, that's not the outfit I would have chosen, but I appreciate your sense of flair? Or to your brother, I don't want to go to your Little League game. Can you say, I would prefer to go to a movie with my friends, but I'm going to go to your game to support you? And every time I would hear a negative comment throughout that week, I'd say, now, how can we say that a little differently? You can still state your preference, but to rejoice in what you do have. And in 1 week, they were able to pretty much self-regulate and start looking for ways to turn it around, to see the good in what they had, rather than, I don't want green beans. So today's gospel is the 10 leper story. We know it. Jesus is walking from Galilee and Samaria to Jerusalem. And what we know is Samaritans were also Jewish, but about 600 years before Jesus' time, they had split. And the real Jews worshipped in Jerusalem, and the others worshipped in Samaria. And they were considered outcasts, unclean, heathens, even though they were Jewish. And Jesus was walking through that section, and that, because they were outcasts, was one of the leper towns. That's where lepers were isolated. And we're told that there's 10 lepers in the village. They call out to Jesus, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And it doesn't say that Jesus went to them or looked at them or touched them. He just said, "Go to your priests and show the priest that you have been made well." And so the 10 start walking away. And as they walk away, their skin becomes clean. And one of them notices. And he turns around and starts praising God. Runs towards Jesus, lays on the ground and says, "Thank you, thank you." And Jesus, thinking to himself, he doesn't say this out loud, "And that's a Samaritan? The outcast, the unclean, the untouchables?" He says to himself, "Weren't there 10? Where are the other 9? This one's a foreigner." But what does he say to the man? What he says out loud is, "Get up. Go on your way. Your faith has made you well." And I think about when it says the leper turned. The word that's used there is metanoia. That's the word that we use during Lent when we say we want to turn our lives around, amend our lives, metanoia, where we shift our behavior, where we shift our thinking, where we learn to see the world in a different way. When I think about that town, it's a town in Burkina, and there is a church built there, an Orthodox Christian church, built on that spot. And it's a small church, and when you go into it, it's filled with icons because it's an Orthodox church. But over to the corner, you can look down, there's a cave. And the cave is where the lepers lived and where there was food and water lowered down to them because they were untouchable. But nowadays, it's a Palestinian village where there's 40% unemployment and 1% Christian. And when I went to that church, they opened the doors, they welcomed me, they prayed with me, they offered me tea and cookies and a bathroom, that's always important. They offered hospitality, and yes, they offered handmade purses to buy and olive oil soap, but with 40% unemployment, where there's 1% Christians, they offered hospitality and they were filled with joy. How does that happen? Every week we say the Great Thanksgiving. Every week we have the Mass, the Eucharist. And I'm going to ask you to stretch your imaginations and your thinking caps. It's what we say at the beginning of the Eucharistic prayer. I'm going to say it. You're going to try to say the responses. Maybe you'll catch on. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. And my response is, it is right and a good and joyful thing to always and everywhere give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Every week we say it is right and good and joyful to give thanks to you. But how do we do that in our daily lives? And so this week I'm going to challenge you. We're going to start before the month of November and say, how do we live a life of gratitude? How do we recognize the huge number of gifts we have in our lives? And more importantly, when we're in those seasons of darkness, despair, troubles, disappointments, how do we maintain that attitude of praise and thanksgiving? Amen. I invite you to stand as you are able and join with me in saying the Nicene Creed on page 358 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 358. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father,
God from God,
light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father.
Through him all things were made.
For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried.
On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken to the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church.
We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead
and the life of the world to come. In place of the prayers of the people, please turn to page 837 in the Red Book of Common Prayer as we say together a litany of thanksgiving. Page 837, Red Book of Common Prayer. Let us give thanks to God, our Father, for all his gifts so freely bestowed upon us, for the beauty and wonder of your creation in earth and sky and sea.
We thank you, Lord.
For all that is gracious in the lives of men and women, revealing the image of Christ. For our daily food and drink, our homes and families and our friends.
We thank you, Lord.
For minds to think and hearts to love and hands to serve.
We thank you, Lord.
For health and strength to work and leisure to rest and play.
We thank you, Lord.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. For the brave and courageous, who are patient in suffering and faithful in adversity.
Thank you, Lord.
For all valiant seekers after truth, liberty, and justice.
Thank you, Lord.
For the communion of saints in all times and places.
Thank you, Lord.
Above all, we give you thanks for the great mercies and promises given to us in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Good morning and welcome.
Morning.
If you're a guest or a visitor, I invite you to sign the guest book at the back and also to join us downstairs for coffee. I'm not saying coffee hour, it's coffee this week, but, you know, come again next week and maybe there'll be food. But this week, we will rejoice in the coffee. If you've noticed, Ellie got taller and a little more filled out. And anyway, Ellie is on vacation today, which I think she does like once every 10 years or something. And so Richard, thanks be to God, is willing to play.
When I got here this morning and saw Ellie's little shoes, the organ was sitting there, I finally thought of just how difficult it was going to be filled over.
Kind of like Cinderella when you're not, right? Yeah. There's a couple of announcements. So you've noticed the no parking sign, or maybe you haven't, but we are in conversation. The state mandated it. The village is trying to fulfill it, and we lost a parking space. So we're working on it. Just keep all parties in prayer, and if that's the way it stays, that's the way it stays, and if it's not, anyway. You'll notice it. People have feelings about it. You can come and talk to me about it, but I can't change it, okay? Just so you know. So we haven't articulated this, that when you write a check for flowers or Episcopal Relief and Development or Mission or dinner or whatever, that doesn't go into the operating fund. And Karen doesn't have a way to split a check in two. And so we need separate checks. And a memo, post-it or something in the memo line is really helpful so that we make sure that the money you are giving goes where you intend it to go, and so our books match at the end of the year. So that's just a, gosh, we hadn't said that out loud before, so we're saying it out loud so you say, oh, okay, I can do that. So just pay attention to that. And November 3rd is All Saints Day. We will be reading the list of names during the prayers of the people that we're holding in our memory. If the name wasn't placed there last year, please send me an email or call me or put it in the collection plate or leave a note on my desk so that I can add those names. I really need them by Wednesday before All Saints to give me time to type it in and proof it and all that sort of stuff. So if you have names to add, please do. And the women's breakfast is this Thursday in Pen Yan. So are there other announcements? Karen.
Youth group is next Sunday, the 20th, and there's a sign-up sheet downstairs. There's still room for anybody that wants to help out. And then there's also going to be a sign-up sheet downstairs for kids to come.
Pray for kids to come. Help us if you can. And note, this is unusual that we will be having youth group here again November 7th, 10th, something like that, the 10th, which is unusual for us to have it 2 months in a row and that close together. So pace yourselves, but we do need your help. Are there other announcements?
Yes. We'll be collecting canned or jarred gravy, turkey gravy, for the food pantry. So if we start bringing those in,
so for the Thanksgiving food baskets at the pantry, food pantry, our contribution will be turkey gravy, either in cans or jars, but we need about 100 cans or jars of turkey-flavored, not other-flavored, gravy. And George.
I think this is rather important. I want to ask your prayers for an elderly lady who seems to be becoming ill. She's 243 years old this year. Her name is America. And I liken this to a tug of the rope. Some people are pulling in one direction, others are pulling in the opposite direction. We're not getting anywhere. So let's pray that everybody on that rope will pull in the same direction for a change because of the real advantage.
Thank you, George. Are there other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Eucharistic Prayer B continues on page 367 in the Red Book of Common Prayer, page 367. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on the first day of the week overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Alleluia. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the peace. Alleluia.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. All are welcome to come to this table. If you wish to receive the bread, please hold out your hand. If you wish to receive the wine, please help guide it to your lips, or you may intinct dip the bread. If you wish to receive a blessing, you just cross your arms across your chest. But all are welcome at this table. Thank you. Post-communion prayer can be found on page 365 in the Red Book of Common Prayer, page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us
as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart,
with Christ our Lord.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Let us go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks.